Hello and welcome to today's podcast from FD Capital. I'm Adrian Lawrence, and today I'm talking about transport and logistics finance directors. Here at FD Capital, we have FDs and CFOs with a wide range of specialist skills, but also from a full spread of different sectors. Transport and logistics has been in the news a lot recently with all the driver shortages. And my background is as an FD as well. And for a couple of years, I was a finance director myself of a transport and logistics business based in the West Midlands. So I know firsthand some of the challenges. And just to talk you through some of those, to give you an understanding of it, traditionally, transport and logistics businesses recruited within around 5 miles surrounding each of their depots. And back in the day when unemployment was a lot higher, it was relatively easy to find drivers. But as the economy has changed, we've got an independent Bank of England and a different sort of economic regime with low inflation. That has meant unemployment has come right down, which means that the pool of available employees to transport businesses has greatly reduced. For a long time, that was bridged or filled by bringing drivers in from the EU and Eastern Europe in particular. But of course, with the Brexit and the departure from the EU, it became a lot less attractive. In the run-up to Brexit, driver wages were better in Germany, for example, than the UK. So even though we were still in the EU at that point, a lot of drivers left or stopped coming to the UK for all the uncertainty. And of course, now we've left Brexit, you can't come without a visa unless you're already established a residency here. So that has limited the availability of drivers. There was always a shortage of drivers. I think at one, when I was a finance director, there were 60,000 less UK driver license holders than vacancies, active license holders compared to vacancies. And now that figure's something like 100,000. So there just aren't drivers available. You can't drive a big lorry without a HGV. So, you know, it's a supply and demand. There aren't drivers available. I remember having an acute shortage at one point, and every member of my finance team stopped what they were doing, and we all rang around agencies to try and find drivers. And we really, really struggled to find or to get any response at all. So that shows the difficulty. Another pressure that the industry has been under has been the rising costs. So, and it's sometimes referred to as a cauldron of costs. So you've had the national living wage, which is a very welcome development, but it has pushed up costs. You've had auto-enrolment pensions, and traditionally drivers didn't get pensions. So that's gone from nothing to 3% employers and 5% employees on a band of earnings. There's the apprentice levy, which larger employees pay. And all those together have created a situation where the costs have shot up, and it's been difficult for companies operating in what are often very competitive markets to pass those costs on to their customers. So you know, a lot of companies have gone out of business, a lot of consolidation has taken part in the sector, and it's a really difficult place to be because of the shortage of drivers. The supply and demand always resolves these things, and what we're seeing is a rise in driver wages, and in time it will become attractive enough and more people will be drawn to the sector. It is a tough job driving, and often you're on a road for a long period isolated from the team, so because of that there's a high turnover in staff. The company I work for had a 100% turnover of drivers. And really that was because they're out on the road so much and not part of the team all that much. And it is hard physical work, loading and loading and driving all day. But it's a good sector. a vibrant sector, and you know, the growth in home delivery, e-commerce, etc., means that it's an expanding area of the economy. Here at FD Capital, we have a lot of experienced finance directors like myself with a background, or at least for part of a background in transport and logistics. So if you need, and if you're looking for somebody experienced as your new finance director, please reach out to us today. You can find our website at fdcapital.co.uk or call our main number, which is 0203 287 9501. We're based in London, but we have an office in the West Midlands, and we have FDs all around the country, and we offer a national coverage network. Okay, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of the day.